Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, I'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. So give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at the sitevisibility.co.uk/contact page. Alternatively, you can talk to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be happy to help. Now, today I'm joined by Marcos Alvarez Martin. Have I got your name right, Marcos? Because I know it has to be pronounced in a special way, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. You got it right.
Now, you're SEO analyst at Site Visibility.
Yes, I am. First of all, thank you for having me here.
It's an absolute pleasure. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm originally from Tenerife in the Canary Islands in Spain.
Yeah,
and I've been in Site Visibility for 3 years, and I actually started uploading the podcast on the website on my first week, and now I am on the podcast, which is great.
I have very, very fond memories of climbing Mount Teide in Tenerife. It was years and years and years ago, and I'm sure you've done it lots of times. I'm sure you're probably very fit living in Tenerife, but I remember struggling up this mountain with my beloved camera equipment. And of course, the thing about Mount Teide is it's a sort of semi-active volcano, isn't it? I remember getting to the top and taking all these pictures and not noticing that I've got this huge sort of smear of sort of slightly gungy, hot clay because I'd put my hand down all over the front of the lens. And when I got the pictures back, they were just a load of like smudgy, strange prints. Anyway, that's my memory of Tenerife. Sorry, carry on. I interrupted.
Lovely Tenerife. I always love talking about Tenerife.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been in Site Visibility for 3 years now. And as you know, Site Visibility is a digital marketing agency based on Brighton, UK. And we create digital marketing campaigns that include SEO, analytics, PPC, and social media elements for a wide range of clients. And Site Visibility, of course, as you know, is the founder as well of Brighton SEO and the Internet Marketing Podcast.
Now, today, we're going to be talking about Google My Business, which I can't remember the last time. I'm sure we've spoken about it before, but we're going to be speaking about it again today. Probably a good place to start, Marcos, if you just give us a sort of a definition of what Google My Business is.
Yes, of course. Google My Business is a Google platform, of course, that helps local businesses to manage their online presence in search and Google Maps. Some of the things that you can edit on Google My Business are your business name, your address, your phone number, your URL or website, and you can upload some images as well. And I'm sure that's what people normally do when they use Google My Business, but they don't know that there are some other elements, some other features hidden in Google My Business that are also very interesting and very useful.
Yeah. Now, yeah, because it is a changing thing, isn't it? Now, there's some new things that we can do today that I wanted to cover. And so apart from just like sort of your business name, the address, phone number, etc., videos. Let's talk about uploading videos, because I'm not sure if they had this right from the beginning or whether it's a relatively new feature, but tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, the videos is the newest feature that Google added to Google My Business. They just added it last month in January.
Yeah.
Videos is the newest addition that Google added to Google My Business. Now you can upload to your profile videos that are up to 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is that the users can also upload videos to your profile. Up until now, they could upload only images, but now you can have videos as well. So that's something very interesting that some business can take advantage of.
Now, presumably, Marcos, you have some control, because, yep. I mean, I'm just imagining the scenario where a disgruntled user uploads a rude video at your business. Presumably, you can okay them or block them.
Yeah, I think that you have the option to remove some of the videos.
Yeah.
Because people can upload anything.
Now, tell us about these 360 photos. How do they work?
Yeah, those have been in Google My Business longer than the videos.
Yeah.
You can also create a virtual tour. To do so, you need to contact a trusted photographer approved by Google.
Yeah.
And they will go to your business and they will take 360 photographs of it. And it's something very interesting, especially for restaurants and hotels, because that will show the users the atmosphere that it's in your business, what they can expect to see when they go visit you.
Yeah. I think I've seen these. So these are the ones where you basically get like a panoramic view and you can like scroll around and sort of see
behind the top. Move it around, yes.
Yeah, very powerful. Now, those are the nice sort of visual bits, but let's talk about some more, let's drill down into some more sort of slightly technical bits. Let's start with insights, request directions, things like that. How do they work these days?
So one of the interesting things that Google My Business has is the option to see the insights. How are the users interacting with your Google My Business profile that appears in search or on maps? You can see how many people is requesting directions from that snippet. You can see how many people is calling you directly. You can see how many people is seeing those images. And one interesting thing is that if you see how many people is requesting directions and there are too many people requesting directions, then you can think, then maybe I should give them a better indication how to get to my business. So go back to your local page and make sure to add some indications there. Yeah. The bus stations that are near the train you can take to go to your business, the highways, the parking that are close to your business. As more information that you give your users, the better.
Yeah, especially that parking one, because I've come across businesses before where they don't talk about how easy or not easy it is to park. And then you look down the comments and you get loads of people going, oh, I tried to park at your business and it was impossible. I'll never be coming again.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what about creating ads? Because if you want to, for example, you might want to connect it to your AdWords account or something like that. How does that work?
Yeah, that's another option that Google My Business has. You can connect it to your AdWords account and you can create ads that are pointing directly to your website. The interesting thing is that if you create an ad in Google Maps, it will appear with a different color. As you know, when you search something in Google Maps, you will have pins with all the different businesses.
Yes.
If you have an ad, the pin is in a different color, so it will stand out from the rest of them. And also on the menu that appears on the map on the left with all the listings, of course, your listing will appear the first because it's an ad.
Yeah.
It works just like in search.
Now, one of the things about Google My Business is that you can sort of create a website. And I've always been slightly confused by this because I'm guessing it's a sort of ready-made, a sort of semi-ready-made sort of Google-styled website, which is distinct from your own website. How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. The thing is that to create a Google My Business account, you don't need a website. If you have a small business, a small shop, you can simply go to Google My Business and they will send you a postcard to your location and you can update the name of your business, the open hours, the address and everything. But if you don't have a website, they also give you the option to create one with Google My Business. It's a very basic one.
Yeah.
So it only has one page and you can add some information there. Very basic, but you can also create an ad with Google AdWords and point it directly to that page. Of course, that's a feature that it has to have.
Yeah.
The option to have an ad.
So I'm guessing that this is particularly useful if you're a very small business and perhaps you haven't got your own website. This would be a good thing to have.
Yeah, exactly. I only recommend it for small businesses. If you sell online, if you are a bigger website, then you can afford having a proper website, then disregard this option.
And also, if you wanted to have like a custom domain name, I'm guessing that has additional costs because most of the things we've talked about so far are free, aren't they, Marcos?
Yes. You will. If you did it for free, it will have a subdomain and that it's owned by, and the domain, the main domain will be owned by Google.
Yeah.
Of course, you also have the option to create a main domain name, but that will have an additional cost, as you said.
Yeah. Now, what about things like announcements and events, so sort of Google posts? How do they work?
Yeah, Google Posts is another new feature that they added last year. And it's a very interesting one. So from Google My Business, now you can add like a small announcement. If you have a blog post, you can add like a small snippet of that, of the, your newest article. If you are hosting an event, you can announce it as well. If you have a special offer, you can announce it as well. And that will appear in both Google Maps and in Google Search, right under your knowledge graph for your business.
Yeah.
This will last only for 7 days. That's the only thing that it has. But if you have a special event or a special offer that ends on a particular day, then that can stay longer. And you can have many of these small posts. And if you have more than one, then they will appear as a carousel, so you can see all of them.
Okay, and presumably you can upload images and things like that as well to these sort of events?
Yes, you can use images and you can have links pointing directly to your website or directly to the offers page that you have. So it's a very cool feature, and not many businesses are using it at the moment.
Okay, so it might be a nice way of differentiating. And we alluded to this earlier. I mean, user reviews, obviously, you know, sometimes, you know, there are good ones and sometimes there are bad ones. What's the best way to manage these on Google My Business?
Well, it's a tricky thing. Google My Business, of course, have an option to, or a section where you can see all the, your reviews and you can respond to them. And I always recommend respond to your reviews.
Yeah.
Even if they're bad, unless they are haters or trolls.
Yeah.
In that case, forget about those. But even if you have a bad review from an actual user that has come to your business and had a bad experience, reply to them and be apologetic and try to consider make things different.
Yeah.
That could turn an unhappy client into a happy client.
Yes, because sometimes that can be the most powerful thing, can't it? Turning an enemy into a friend by offering some sort of complimentary something or other.
Yes, of course. And again, with a good reviews as well, you also need to make sure to reply to them and tell them thank you for your review. And we're happy that you have a good experience with us.
So in all of these various sort of bits of information and tips and advice, what would be your one top tip or takeaway for our audience today, Marcus?
My top tip in this case will be if you have a business with local presence, then you definitely need to create a Google My Business strategy, because Google My Business is one powerful tool that you have there. It's not only to update your information for your business. As you can see, you can also use it to create ads, to reply to reviews, to provide a better experience for the user that is visiting your website or is planning to visit your website. So you definitely should have a strategy and consider how Google My Business will fit into your digital marketing overall strategy.
Would you say, just an interesting thing, again, we sort of covered this earlier, but if you're, obviously it makes sense if you're a small business to have, you know, a Google My Business page. What if you're a larger business? Does it still make a lot of sense, or should you handle it slightly differently?
It depends. If you are a large business that also have a, maybe I'm thinking someone big that has a lot of shops around the country around several countries, then you definitely need a Google My Business account as well. And you will need to create a listing for each of those shops that you have.
Yeah.
And even if you don't have a local presence, it always pays to go into Google My Business and update your business information. And if you have a blog or something like that, you can use the Google Post option as well. Or if you want to be seen as an approachable business, you can also upload a video that features some of your stuff as well, just to be closer to your client, because at the end of the day, people buy from people.
Yeah. Another sort of question that I've heard a few people ask is, what if you're like a sort of a one-man band and your business is just basically you, and then you suddenly find that you've got a Google My Business sort of
profile on your Google account that people can see? Because I know some people are a bit uncomfortable, aren't they, about sort of revealing sort of where they are. How do you feel about that? What's the best advice you can give to someone that's either thinking of having a Google My Business page or has suddenly discovered that there's one there that they sort of didn't know about?
Well, in this case, to Google My Business, and instead of putting your actual address, you can create like an area of service. If you're a plumber, for example, you can, and you work in London, you can add in Google My Business the area where you're working.
Ah.
And that's a different option. That's something that many people have thought in the past, and that's why Google released this new feature. Well, it's not new. It's been there for a while now.
So you can basically sort of take it away from your address and sort of put it into a more of a slightly wider area then, by the sound of it.
Exactly, because if you are going to different houses, you don't work from home, except for maybe taking some calls.
Yeah.
You don't want people to see where you live.
Yeah, that's great advice. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Marcus. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Site Visibility?
Well, first option, listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
You can also go to sitevisibility.co.uk.
Yeah.
Or our Twitter account is @sitevisibility. My personal email, if you want to contact me, is marcos.martin@sitevisibility.com. And just come to our website. We want to hear from you.
That's fantastic. And thank you, Marcus, because you've done some of my work for me in the take out, because I don't have to mention some of the things now. Although I will mention that the show notes are at sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. I've actually had a few questions about site visibility, because .com and .co.uk both work, don't they?
Our website is .co.uk, I know, but my email is .com.
Yeah, I think you'll find that .co and .uk both work. So it's sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. That's where the show notes are. If you want to email the podcast generically or suggest things, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.com or .co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. Also, don't forget the Site Visibility LinkedIn group. And that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Marcus.
Bye.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.